Democrats fracture over spending as Republican voter registration gains reshape midterm map. House Democrats are threatening to withhold dues from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee after the DCCC spent $135,000 backing a candidate who lost to progressive Randy Villegas in a California district. Democrats consider a key battleground. The dispute signals deep dissatisfaction with party leadership's candidate selection strategy and highlights an ideological gap between progressive primary voters and establishment operatives. New polling shows 63% of Americans now disapprove of President Trump's economic performance, a record high on that measure. Yet the underlying electoral map is more complicated. The National Republican Congressional Committee reports that Democrats have lost 275,000 registered voters in battleground House districts since 2024, erasing what was a 733,000 voter registration advantage and giving Republicans a narrow lead heading into the midterms. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is navigating an uncomfortable position in Maine, calling allegations against Democratic Senate nominee Plattner hard to stomach, while still framing the race as a choice between Plattner and Republican incumbent Susan Collins. In Texas, Senator John Cornyn said he will not campaign for Republican Senate candidate Ken Paxton. A new poll shows Democrat James Tallarico leading Paxton by 3 points. In South Carolina, Senator Lindsey Graham won the GOP primary without a runoff. The Trump administration is shifting its approach to voter citizenship verification amid legal challenges. A Monday Department of Justice filing walked back plans to use the SAVE database, while the Department of Homeland Security still aims to provide states with citizenship data by June 30th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, separately, is arguing that voter-approved anti-gerrymandering rules are unconstitutional, setting up a direct confrontation between a ballot initiative that passed with broad public support and partisan electoral strategy. Vice President Vance called the mayoral primary result that ousted incumbent Mayor Pratt pretty shady, illustrating the continuing nationalization of local elections. The pattern across these stories points to eroding party discipline at both state and federal levels, with traditional coordination mechanisms under mounting strain.